Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Steve, did you see the news click over the weekend? We talked about what we talked about on the Mincing Rascals podcast, and that was that Betsy Ross flag on the back of the Nike sneaker that Colin Kaepernick said might be offensive, so they pulled it, and everybody's upset about that now. We gave you three options on that. We said, this is a different one. We're going to put that one up today. We're going to ask you about that. The Rascals also talked about texting and driving. And the new law in Illinois is, as of July 1st, hello, it's the 5th, that even if you have the phone in your hand and you're not using it, but it's in your hand, you're in violation of the law. So you had three options about texting while driving. Option A was, I'm with John Williams on this, 57%. B was, I'm with John Williams, and by the way, he's dreamy, 21%. And then 20% said Eric Zorn is right, and you should be able to text and drive if you're at a stoplight. That was it, if you're at a stoplight. So just for those of you that were playing along, those are the results.
21% said you were dreamy?
Yeah.
You tired from, can you vote? How many times can you vote?
I voted a lot on that one. So the news click is going to be about the Betsy Ross flag. And we'll talk about that a little after 2 o'clock. Ray Kaplan, attorney at Kaplan Law Firm, joins us in the studio again. She's been a guest on this show before when we talked about student loans. Her specialty is debt forgiveness in that area. But we're not going to need Ray Kaplan anymore because Bernie Sanders or Kamala Harris are going to take care of that, right?
That's what they're saying. Yep. Which I think, to be honest, has very little chance of passing either one of their proposals.
Well, they're both running for president, so that's why they're getting some attention on this, and maybe why they're even putting forward campaign planks or bills. I mean, in Bernie's case, it's a bill that he's co-sponsoring that would forgive all student debt. But I think what he's doing is just trying to buy votes. This is a way to do it.
I think you're right. I think that this plan that he's proposed would be unprecedented, and it would actually have very bad consequences, downstream consequences in terms of the economy. And I think it's a fundamentally unfair plan. Basically, what he's proposing is to wipe out all federal student loans for everybody. There are no eligibility requirements. So somebody making $300,000 a year and has federal student loans, they get forgiveness just the same as somebody making $25,000 a year with $100,000 in federal loans. They both get their loans wiped out. The taxpayer takes a loss on that. That's about $1.12 trillion, or maybe it's even more,
1.6. I think it's 1.6, yeah.
$1.6 trillion, and the deficit is currently at $1.10 trillion. So that's adding another $1.6 trillion to the deficit.
The idea is that if I have one of these loans, private or public, right?
Right.
It would just be eliminated.
Right.
If it's a federal loan and I don't pay it off now, then is it the federal government that takes that loss?
Right, the Department of Education.
What if I got it from a private lender?
Right, then the bank will take a loss. Or actually, it would usually be the guarantor. Usually the bank has been paid by a guarantor, and then the guarantors would take big losses.
Is the guarantor a private corporation?
Yes.
Well, I just think that's preposterous. Now, yes. I know that one thing that Bernie Sanders said was, we did this for the big banks. We did this for mortgage companies in 2008 or 2009, right? When we bailed out the banks because it appeared as though the economy was on a precipice. I was for that at the time. And I didn't get a new washing machine. I didn't get a rebate on a new or used car. They had all these programs to try and then re-stimulate the economy. I benefited from none of that. But I was sufficiently frightened that everything was going to go in the crapper. I'm like, okay.
Right.
And now we're keeping score. And I know that some of those loans, I don't know, technically they were called loans, but I know some of those institutions paid the government back. Maybe all of them didn't. But at least that's Bernie's rationale, that if we bailed out the rich guys, Wall Street, then we can bail out the average people who are just trying to get their kids through college.
Well, what's interesting, though, John, is that we already have a statute that provides for anybody with federal student loans to pay 10% of their gross disposable earnings every month And then after 120 months, if they're in the public sector, or after 300 months, if they're in the private sector, to have the balance of the loans forgiven. So we already have a statute in place that provides tremendous loan forgiveness. So most people who are our clients, at least, are getting, some of them are getting hundreds of thousands of dollars of loans forgiven just under the current statute. So I think that there's a problem in that people are just not aware that this statute already exists, where there's tremendous loan forgiveness, but you do have to pay something back. And he also indicated that he thinks it's unfair for the government to earn any interest on these loans. But that's just the way finances and loans work. It doesn't make any sense to loan people money if you're not going to make any
right,
money.
Right, because if you don't, then you lose money.
Exactly.
I mean, the cost of living, everything with inflation gets more and more expensive, even if it's moderately. If you don't charge people interest, then you lose by whatever the economy has ticked up,
exactly,
whatever the new interest is. He also has the idea that on stock transactions, Wall Street will actually be taxed now incrementally, like 50 cents on $100 worth of stock trades.
Right.
So that's all right if I'm getting some shares and it's another 50 cents per $100. I've got that.
Right.
And so he's going to take it from quote unquote Wall Street, which again, I think is just kind of a smokescreen, because Wall Street is me.
Right.
I have mutual funds in my retirement plan. And so I guess I'm going to pay for that somehow.
Well, only 50% of Americans, I think, have a stock equity.
Including mutual funds,
Steve? I believe that's the case.
That would be equities, yeah. Okay, then maybe we should.
So it's half of us.
Maybe we should. Maybe half of us should. But this idea that Wall Street is bad and banks are evil is just so wrong to characterize them that way.
Well, and I think, too, if you just look at fundamentally, this is an unfair proposal, that some people are going to win the student loan lottery and then other people had to pay their student loans back. So what about those people? What about everybody who had to pay their loans back?
Yeah, there's no rebates for those of us who have paid ours or our kids' loans.
No.
But I would love that. Listen, Bernie, if you're listening, if you'll go back to Carbondale 1981 or the University of Minnesota or Butler University in the 2000s, get my kids out of college, Jeff. You want to send me that money back, I will vote for you, sir.
Well, then on top of it, though, they're also proposing that four-year colleges be free from now on.
Okay, what do you think about that?
That's absurd. It's just, it's financially just irresponsible and not possible, frankly.
I guess not. Maybe. This is a different conversation. 12th grade is free.
Right.
8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade, you're in high school, it's free. And then 13th grade isn't free. That strikes me as a somewhat arbitrary line that we've drawn.
Right.
Based on older things, like back in the day, if you had a high school education and your family farmed, or you went to work at Caterpillar Tractor, you got a job making trucks for General Motors, that was a great living. But those kinds of jobs don't pay as well, and there are fewer of them than there used to be around here. So I think now you do need a 13th and a 14th grade education. You do need a college education.
But again, we already have a system set up where most people have access to that education, and then they have the ability to pay 10 cents on the dollar to pay back their loans, and then have the balance wiped out. And it's working, and we already have a huge deficit. I just think that this proposal, if it were to ever pass, which I think we both know is a complete fantasy, would never actually pass both houses of Congress and then, you know, to get to the president's desk, is just a disaster.
Okay, I want to ask you about that, what you just mentioned. We'll take a break, and then we'll take your calls. Ray's a popular guest when she comes on the show, because a lot of you or your kids have college debt. And if you have a question about how you can minimize that or eliminate that without declaring bankruptcy, I guess that's one way to do it. But that's not what we're talking about here. That's
no.
Not your specialty. She is an attorney, and this is her area. The number to call or text right now is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So if I pay a percentage of my disposable income for 10 years,
right,
then if I still owe after that 10th year, say you graduate from college and you're 23.
Right.
When you're 33 and you still owe $72,000.
Wiped out.
If you have a federal student loan.
If it's a federal loan.
So everybody should first try and get a federal student loan, right?
Absolutely.
And does everybody qualify for a federal student loan?
The people who don't qualify for federal student loans are people whose anticipated costs of contribution. In other words, people who the federal government deems have a family who will contribute substantially to their education don't qualify for federal loans.
Okay, so if mom and dad make $150,000, maybe you're not going to get a federal student loan.
Right, you might not qualify.
Yeah. Okay, so then we went out and borrowed money in the private sector.
Right.
What recourse do I have now? If I pay 10 years and never miss a payment, but I've got a privately financed loan, I don't qualify for the same debt forgiveness.
No, so there's no similar statute that would govern that private loan and allow you to wipe it out like there is with a federal loan. So you would still have that private loan to deal with. And a lot of the loans, I will say that a lot of the private loans, the interest rates are higher. There's not as much flexibility. You're really stuck with the four corners of the contract. But most of the students that I see have not much in private loans. It's all federal.
Really?
Yes.
Well, then I guess it makes sense. I see the logic in that. You're helping middle and lower income families. If you're rich enough, then maybe you can borrow it on your own or save on your own.
Right.
And so we're not going to give you the same debt forgiveness. And in fact, if you think about it, every time you come on, I just slowly wrap my head around this. So for 10 years, 12 months a year, so if I make 120 payments and don't miss a payment,
right,
and I don't pay the most, like I'm not plowing extra money in there, I'm paying the minimum,
right,
then after 120 months, that loan goes away.
Goes away. That's for firemen, nurses, doctors, if they work for a not-for-profit hospital like Northwestern or Advocate, Lutheran General, all of those places. If you work there, even if you work there as a nurse, if you work there as a on the cleanup crew, anything, you'll get your federal loans.
What if you're a public school teacher?
Public school teacher, same thing.
What if you work for the federal government?
Same thing.
A state government.
Same thing.
Local government.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You have a question about this, don't you? Tell us now. Ray Kaplan is here. I'm sorry, Ray, but I have a commercial for you here, so just you don't need
it. That's all right.
Well, you shouldn't be paying for this one because you're sitting here as a guest, but I'm going to read it anyway. If you work in the public sector, we just talked about this.
Yep.
If you're a firefighter, police officer, doctor, or nurse, you likely qualify for thousands of dollars of debt forgiveness of your federal student loans. If you're not in the public sector, Kaplan Law Firm can still help to reduce your monthly student loan payments. Ray Kaplan's number is 312-294-8989. All of our phone lines are busy. We got lots of texts. We'll get to as many of you as we can. But if we don't, for goodness sakes, you're listening to this lady, call this number, 312-294-8989. You'll find that phone number on their website, financialrelief.com. Some text before we go to the calls, Ray Kaplan. John, if I miss a loan payment, the 10-year time frame that you're talking about starts back at zero. Is that correct?
That's not correct. If you miss a payment, then just that 1 month won't count towards that 120 period. So if you miss a payment, then you just have extended your time for paying by 1 month.
John, you cannot declare bankruptcy and have it wiped out on your student loans, especially federal student loans. Is that correct?
He is correct. So most of the time you cannot get rid of your federal student loans. There are through bankruptcy. However, there are other ways to get rid of federal student loans. I recently had a client where they could no longer work. And so we got them a total permanent disability discharge, wiped out all of their federal student loans. But you can get rid of private student loans about 40% of the time in a bankruptcy.
Is that an option that you put
forth? Yes, we do that all the time.
And do they do that a lot? They declare bankruptcy to get rid of private loans?
Yes.
And I guess that's a last resort. I mean, nobody wants to do that.
Nobody wants to do it. But, you know, what we see, too, is that for those people who have federal student loans and private student loans, we can often get them a very, very low, reasonable federal student loan payment just under the statute we were just talking about. And then they can handle their private student loan payment, which might be a couple hundred dollars more.
John, I have $100,000 in loans at 8%. How do I lower the interest?
If they're federal loans, you can't lower the interest, although you could possibly consolidate them. And currently the interest rate is capped by Congress. I think it's at 7.2%. So you would lower them a little bit. And then he would also be eligible for an income driven plan, which is going to be about 10% of gross disposable earnings for a family of his size in the state in which he resides. And usually those payments are very low.
But that's if it's a federal loan.
If it's a federal loan.
If it's a private loan, maybe consolidation is all you've got.
Right.
Speaking of which, this David Hochberg, the guy that says Another way to do it is take the equity out of your house and roll that in at a lower rate. What do you think about that?
I think that's a really good option if you have private student loans that you're locked into at a high interest rate. It's a great idea to take some equity out of your house and pay them off, because then you're paying the bank back at a lower rate. But for federal loans, there's no need, because there's already a statute that allows you to pay 10%.
239 said, how is disposable income calculated for paying back the loan? You've alluded to this in the past, but it's not just your gross income or your net income minus taxes or whatever. It's even smaller than that.
So oddly, they really don't take into consideration your expenses, except for the fact that they take it into consideration for a family of your size and the state in which you reside. So they basically take your adjusted gross income minus 100% of the poverty index level for a family of your size and the state in which you reside. They think that is your disposable income. They take 10% of that number and then divide it by 12, and that's how they come up with the number.
Here's some phone calls. We'll start with John. You're on WGN with Ray Kaplan. Hi, John. You're on the air.
Hey, King John. I just thought of something.
What?
I bet you 95% of kids that went to college, only 0.1% went to service. Shouldn't they make a deal that if you went to college, but now you go into service for 4 years, all your loans are completely gone?
Is there anything like that?
There is nothing like that, except for members of the military in active duty don't have to make their loan payments. And then also, if you have a career in the military, then you are eligible, just like anybody else in the public sector, for a public sector loan forgiveness.
So, but say I'm not now. I graduated. I have a, I have a loan, a federal loan, and I'm working in the private sector, and it's killing me. So now I'm going to get a job in the public sector. Do I now qualify for that program you were talking about?
Yes, you do.
Thanks for the phone call, John. Catherine, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hi. You know, I have Parent Plus loans for, I have five of them for two of my children, and I work for a government, and all of a sudden, and my husband was unemployed for 2.5 years, so I put it on deferment. Do I get negated
because of the deferment?
They tell me that I don't qualify for the forgiveness plan because I missed off.
Probably what's going on, you have to have the right kind of loans. So check and see. You said you have federal Parent Plus loans. Make sure they're not FFELL, which is a family federal education loan. Make sure they're direct Parent Plus loans. If they're not, then you want to consult.
Are.
Okay, they are. Then all you have to do is enroll in an income-driven plan, and you don't have to submit your husband's income, only your income. If the loans are in your name, you only have to submit your income. I don't care what the servicer tells you, because they often will tell you that you have to submit both under the statute. You only have to provide your income, and then they base the payment on your income only. And if you're not working, $0 monthly payment until they're forgiven. But you're working, so you said, in the public sector. So they'll take, it'll be, for Parent Plus loans, it'll be 20% of that gross disposable earnings. So instead of that 10% number, it'll be 20%. But make sure you indicate on your application if you, you know, how many children you have. They don't have to be dependents.
So if I have four children, but they're all grown and out of the
doesn't
house,
matter.
I don't have.
Nope,
I have
matter.
To claim them.
You want to put them in there because that's going to lower your payment.
How much? How much debt are you looking at?
$65,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be eligible for a lot of loan forgiveness. The key is basically compliance with the statute, and that's where we come in, or anybody who has a familiarity with the statute, which honestly is not the servicer.
Hold on, Catherine. We'll make sure that you get the information on how to do that. We're out of time. All these calls, all of these texts. I shouldn't have read so many texts, but texts are people, too. Okay, Ray. Well, thanks for your thoughts on this. So Ray is not holding out that Bernie or Kamala's plans for free college or debt forgiveness is going to happen. In the meantime, there are ways to use the system as it exists to save yourself some money.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks for coming in, Ray Kaplan.
Thanks, John.
The rest of you, hold on. We'll get your phone numbers and connect you with her down the road. It's 150. So, well, by the way, her phone number is 312-294-8989, or visit financialrelief.com. 312-294-8989. That's Kaplan Law. It's